Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is that time of the week. Summer is well underway. We had the solstice last week. Sunset at 8:10 p.m. And you, of course, are well on your way towards taking another step towards health. I hope so. I hope that's on your checklist of things to get done this summer while you're out of school, while you're going to vacation, while you're going to find that little bit of extra time to do the things you can't normally do during the other months of the year. So what do you have for breakfast? Cup of coffee? Donut? I hope not. You had your version of what you think constitutes health or non-health. And whatever that version was, the word taste is at the forefront of your mind. And the word nourishment. And taste and nourishment aren't always the same thing. Now, we know that. We've actually hodgepodged and grueled that concept into a misconception, and that is that if it tastes good, it's not healthy, and if it tastes bad, it's got to be good for you. And you laugh, and I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but nonetheless, lots of people really and truly classify health food as what doesn't taste good, and junk food and all the bad stuff is, of course, what you crave. And while that, in a sense, to some extent is true, it doesn't have to be. Because your body has an electrical system, your chemistry, the physiology, biology, and physics you evolved with as Homo sapien, evolved a way to take taste and nourishment and fuse them together and to set off signals in your abdomen, to set off those signals that tell you that taste and nourishment is fusing into one beautiful musical piece. That's right. And that's the way you're supposed to eat. Now, we draw these lines because, well, we're trying to make a point to ourselves that we know that junky stuff doesn't make us feel good and thus isn't giving us nourishment. But that's not functional. This is why people eat all wrong. This is why we manifest so much disease off inflamed digestive systems, and we're going to get to that today. Because we don't know how to take the word taste and nourishment and feel it in the receptor sites of your body. Wow. Now, there's a physical exam Kaiser should be doing. Does John Q. patient that walks in each year for a physical exam have the capacity to fuse taste with nourishment based on receptor sites in the small intestine that give his brain neurotransmitters to explode that fusion between taste and nourishment? I mean, did you hear what I just said? You get a whole new hospital right there. And we've got a word for that. It's called the enteric nervous system. Now, what do I mean? Let's go right in to your small intestine right now, do a little bit of basic anatomy, and then have you understand my point, my all-important point. And if you're dealing with intestinal issues, colitises, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, gastritis, acid reflux, if you're looking at, well, that cancer concern, you don't want to get it, you've had it, you don't want it to return, constipation, volvuluses, if you're looking at anything, if you're looking at autoimmune disease, all disease begins in the gut. And the body put a neurological arc from the intestine to the brain termed the enteric nervous system, that safeguards you against the first beginnings of disruption in that neurological relay system from your gut to your brain. The gut-brain connection. Yeah, you heard that one. You heard the GAPS diet. Less often do you hear the enteric nervous system. And it sounds new. See, that's the thing. It's new. We've discovered it. We haven't discovered anything. We're just repackaging stuff that's been going on, well, who knows how long. Longer than the Sphinx has been built. We've evolved. Homo sapien has evolved to know those signals in its being. Now we're getting too esoteric, aren't we? Now we're not scientific. No, we're not. Yes, we are. The fusion of your common sense with your body signals is where all science really begins. The fusion of your common sense with your bodily signals is really where all science begins. True science is working out of its own enteric nervous system. Let's get to the science. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, my radio show, straighttalk.cc. Get on the website so you can follow with the pictures. We've got a ton of pictures today. We've got a YouTube clip. If you can't, then get on it later. You're going to need to. Follow it with the pictures. It's so much easier. Okay, go to picture number one. Picture one, number one, this is show 214. Picture number one. Now, what is picture number one? That is a electron microscopic image of, now go to picture number four. Go to picture number four. That's the inside, picture number four, of 35 feet of small intestine. Your bowels, your small bowels. There's the large one, which is 6 feet long, and the small one, which is about 35 feet long. That's the inside, the lumen, as we call it. Finger-like projections spanning the full 35 feet of your small intestine. If we blow it up under the electron microscope, you're looking at picture number one. That individual finger-like projection is called a villi, intestinal villi, V-I-I-V-I-L-L-I, or villus is the plural. Okay? Now, you have to have a relationship with that. You have to understand that that is the gateway for health or disease. You have to understand that that is the antennas on your forehead. You could take all 55 trillion of those and paste them to your forehead and walk around the neighborhood. You could do that. And those villi are going to be reaching out and embracing your environment, or those villi are going to be congealing, imploding, twisting, screaming, bleeding, dying, falling off your forehead. Those villi exist in the lumen, the hole of your 35 feet, either welcoming what you shove down there or inflaming and atrophying and dying and bleeding to it. That has massive implications. In a better world, in Medici's better world, each year at Kaiser, when you were given your physical exam, you would be given tests of an assorted nature to determine whether or not your villi had any good old-fashioned common sense. Were they functional? Were they inflamed? Were they constricted? Did they know how to sense that great fusion between taste and nourishment? That's real science. Because once these intestinal villi inflame, you inflame. Yes, that's your back pain. Yes, that's your headache. Yes, that's your cancer. Yes, that's your ankylosing spondylitis. Yes, that's your lupus. I'm not the only person saying this. Different people make great headlines, repackaging basic concepts. Look at picture number 30. Go to picture number 30, The Gut and Psychology Syndrome by Natasha Campbell. Picture 31, The GAPS Diet. If you've got ADD, ADHD, autism, celiac disease, depression, dyslexia, dyspraxia, schizophrenia, and more, do my diet. Well, yes, and Got to give it that one, too. Not to knock it. Good point. Good rehash of what's basic physiology. The upside is you get it. You hear about it. You tried it. The downside is if you don't go underneath it, you're not going to understand anything about it. Well, look, picture 32. Look at picture 32. Five reasons not to do the GAPS diet. Look at picture 33. 10 reasons to do the GAPS diet. Like everything else that confuses you and reduces your morning breakfast to coffee and donuts, because what's the sense? No one knows what's going on. Everybody disagrees. Once again, we can't even get unanimity behind the GAPS diet. And why is that? Because nobody really takes the time to understand what is essentially being said. No one will argue with, okay, now flip up there. Got to move with that computer. Got to get deft with that computer. By the way, if any of you who are streaming the show out of state are not getting good reception, please email my website. We've got reports from Kansas, Nebraska, and a few other places in the United States where the streaming isn't working. Now, K-Bright has recently changed the programming for the streaming. It's working pejoratively, but there are states that are getting terrible reception. So if you are, please tell me. Not if you're on the radio. If you're on the radio, well, then you may get bad reception. But if you're listening to the show on the computer, streaming it, looking at the pictures, which I hope you are, and you're out of the state of California getting bad reception, please email my website, okay? All right, Wonderval. Picture one, back to picture number one. Here's essentially what the GAPS diet and all this stuff is about. That finger-like projection blown up 40,000 times, picture number one, needs to be happy. Because when it's happy, you're going to get signals in the form of neurotransmitter that are going to tell you you did good. You can feel that fusion between taste and nourishment. Didn't you ever taste something healthy and it made you sick? And while you're turning green on your way to ER with your left arm falling off, your friend says, you must be just detoxing. You know, you got to get those toxins out of there. You see, and you're underneath it all going, no, you just asked me to eat vomit in the name of health food, and I hated it. Take a hint. Take a hint. When it tastes that bad, if you're somewhat attuned, it's a signal that even in the name of health, that food is not petting those villi. It's not giving you the right signal. Listening to your digestion. Talk to centurions, people that live over the age of 100, almost across the board. You're talking to people who really do this. A little known, forgotten fact. Forgotten, not even understood. Is that people that live to old ages listen to their digestive system. When people say, I have digestive upset, I just can't find what to eat. This whole genre, the plethora of tension and complaints and problems and issues about food, it's a big issue. It's an even bigger issue since, well, where's the food anyway? But it's not just the fact that we don't have an ecosystem to produce as much food as we used to, good food. It's people are increasingly dissociated from knowing how to feel their food. And yes, you're nodding your head because you're thinking, what? You do feel your food? You don't feel your food? Well, at least be on that journey. Now, let me give you a little bit more behind this, okay? There's that intestinal villi. I want you to break down the intestinal villi, picture one, to picture number two. Actually, go to picture number three. Now, there's a little cartoon of a bunch of those intestinal villi on a slide. That's picture number three. Now, look at picture number six. Look at picture number six. Now we're blowing up diagrammatically the intestinal villi. We're drawing pictures of it with different colors.